Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Good morning, brethren, family, friends, well-wishers. This is Sister Lorna. I'll be your moderator this morning. At this time, I just ask that you prepare your heart, your mind, and your spirit to worship the Lord, to worship him in spirit and in truth. Turn your cups up this morning, brethren, because if you came this morning to receive from the Lord, he's here. He's here to fill your need this morning. And at this time, I'll just ask our praise and worship leader, Sister Lordy Mills, to come forth with the praise and worship.
Good morning, everyone. Let us just bow our heads in prayer as we look to God, our strength. God, you are so holy. There is none like you. And as we prepare to praise and worship you, we acknowledge that we are nothing without you. We have just always been our best when we flow with you. So we acknowledge you today and we bless your holy name. I thank you for what you've already decided to do in this place. And God, I am asking you to move mightily in our lives. And that today, God, that we will open up our hearts and our minds to receive all that you have for us. I pray for hearts and minds that want to worship you, God. And I ask that you have your way and use every part of us for your glory. We love you and we need you today and every day. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. And let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song. For you are good. You're good. Oh, 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 let the King of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in my way. Oh, he is my song. And let the King of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song. The King of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in my waves. Oh, he is my song. And let the King of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song. For you are good. You're good. Oh, you are good. You're good. Oh, you are good. You're good. Oh, you are good. You're good. Oh. You're so good, God. You're so good to us. You're so good, God. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You are good, you're good. Oh, oh, you are good, you're good. Oh, you are good, you're good. Oh, oh, you are good, you're good. Oh, oh. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down.
Hallelujah. God will never let us down because He is good. He is so good to us, and He will never let us down. So let us just continue trusting in God this morning for our needs, for the necessities of life, for everything, because He will never, never let us down. I want you to just join me in singing this morning, "How Great is Our God," because He truly is great. He will never let us down, and He is so great and so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank You, God. We acknowledge You this morning.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps Himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at His voice, and trembles at His voice. How great is our God. Come on and sing with me. How great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Age to age He stands, and time is in His hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son. The Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Yay! How great is our God. Come on and say it with me. How great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of all praise. and my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You're so worthy, God, worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Yeah, how great is our God. Say with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Yeah, how great is our God. Oh, sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
How great. God is great this morning. Let us continue to worship Him. Let's continue to give Him praise because He is worthy of our praise. Let our hearts sing this morning and rejoice for our great God. Let's worship Him this morning together. Hallelujah.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Say with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. How great is our God.
All will see how great our God is. God, you are so good. You are so great. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for being great. We thank you, God, for being everything that we need at the right time. We thank you, Jesus.
Is our God. How great is our God.
Hallelujah. We thank you for being great this morning. We thank you, God. We thank you. The song that I'm about to sing has been on my heart. And as we're about to close this praise and worship section of today's service, I want us to really just look inside ourselves and look back at the times where God has just been there for us, the times that He has provided, the doors He has opened. And let's just praise Him and express our gratefulness this morning. Psalm 101, verse 3 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Let's bless His holy name." so grateful, God. I'm so grateful. I just wanna say thanks. Mm-hmm. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we've won. I could go on and on and on about your words. Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart, not the issues of my heart. This gratefulness. Mm-hmm. We're grateful this morning. Yeah. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we've won. And I could go on and on and on about your work. Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart, not the issues of my heart, it's
my heart.
and its gratefulness. We're so grateful, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, because you are so great, because you are so awesome. We are grateful this morning. We are grateful this morning for you and all that you've done. So we thank you, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. I now hand over the rest of the service back to Sister Lorna.
Praise God, Sister Lordine. Praise God. And thank you so much for those encouraging songs of how God, he's never going to let us down. And how great is our God. And now our hearts are grateful. It's full with gratefulness to our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. At this time, just prepare your heart as I ask our deacon, Beverly Brown, to come forth with the prayer.
Let us bow our heads in prayer. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, O Lord. Father God, we come before you as a people this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for being the head of our lives. Jesus, we thank you, God, for another day that you have given to us. Thank you for life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, O God, for sparing us, O God, to see another day. Lord God, help us, O God, to use this day, Lord God, as it is the last day you have given to us. Father, Lord, we humbly come before you, our King, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Lord, we come before you because you sit high and you look low. Father, and therefore, Lord Jesus, in humility we ask for forgiveness of our sins. God, we ask, O Father, that you will cleanse us all from all unrighteousness, creating us, Lord God, a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Father, as we come, Lord God, on this medium this morning, we put every person before you, God. We, Lord God, put those who are on the line before you. Lord Jesus, we put those who are far and near, Lord Jesus. Lord, we put, Lord God, every elderly person, those who are sick and shut in, Lord. Lord, Father, those who are feeling sick, Jesus, those who are feeling weary, those who are feeling discouraged. Father, Lord God, we put everybody before you. We ask, oh Father, that you may heal the body, the mind, Lord God, and the spirit. Father, we pray, oh God, that you may draw all of us closer to you. Encourage our hearts, Father, just to hold on a little longer. Father, Lord, we pray, oh Father, for all the leaders in the church. Lord, we pray, Lord, for continued strength. We pray, Father, for continued, Lord, encouragement. Jesus, we pray for continued, oh God, Jesus, direction. Father, for new visions, for new, Lord God, insight in how, Lord Jesus, oh Father, to lead, oh God, your flock that you have given to the leaders. Father, we pray, Lord God, especially for our pastor, Pastor Newton. Father, we thank you, God, for the healing hand that you have upon him. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing him to recover, Lord God. Jesus, we pray for continued strength. Lord, we pray, oh God, also for continued direction. Lord Jesus, we pray, Father, for Reverend Bardwell, who is away. God, protect him and keep him from all danger and harm. Lord, keep him, Lord Jesus, safe in the palm of your hand. Father, Lord God, we thank you for who you are. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that we can come to you, Lord God, in days when we are feeling down and we are feeling weary. And Lord God, the problems of the world comes upon us, but we know who we can call on. Father, we pray, Jesus, for our leaders in this United States. God, we pray for direction. Lord Jesus, you are in control. You are in charge, Father. And you, Lord, know exactly what you're doing. So, Lord God, because you need no counselor, Lord, we leave everything into your hand. Father, we just pray for direction. We pray, Lord God, that, Lord, you lead according to the plans that you have, God. We thank you, Jesus, for who you are. Thank you for hearing our prayer today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have already done. Thank you for the healing, oh Father, that you have already given to those who are sick. Thank you, Lord, for the strength and the encouragement, oh God, for those who, Lord, is discouraged. Lord, and we give you thanks. We give you thanks because you are God who answers prayer. God, you say, Lord, we shouldn't be anxious for anything, but Lord, with prayer and supplication and giving thanks, we should make our requests known. You also, Lord, in your words, oh God, say, knock and it shall be opened. Lord Jesus, seek and we shall find. And therefore, God, we have knocked, oh God, and we're asking you to open doors, oh God, that you want to be opened. Lord, close doors that you don't want to be opened. In the name of Jesus, we give you thanks, oh God. We love you, Jesus, and we look to you in faith believing. Remember the one who is going to break the word today, Lord, to your people. We pray, Lord God, that as he open his mouth, you will fill it with words. Lord, we pray for direction, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that you let your Spirit move, oh Father, from home to home. Lord, from telephone lines to telephone lines. In the name of Jesus, that there will be a connection, Lord God, in spirit, Lord Jesus. And Lord God, somebody at the end of the service will say, I am blessed. Somebody will say, I am healed. Somebody will say, I am encouraged. Somebody will say, I want to go on. Oh, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Dear Jesus, we give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks, Jesus. Jehovah Jireh is your name. Mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah is your name. We give you thanks. Amen. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Deaconess Dr. Beverly Brown. Praise God. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Praise God. At this time, we'll be singing hymn number 96, God Leads Us Along. Praise God. In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the water's cold flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song. In the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley in darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Though sorrow befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song. In the night season and all the day long. Away from the mire and away from the clay, God leads their children along a way up in glory, eternity's day. God leads their children along, some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrows, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrows, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Praise God. Praise God. We're thankful that as long as we allow God to lead the way, He will lead us through the sorrows, through the mountain, through where the sun shines so bright. God will continue to lead us as long as we allow Him to. Praise God. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have our scripture lesson, which is taken from Psalms 32, reading from verse 1 to 11, and it will be read to us by Sister Joan Kenyon Brown.
Good morning, church. The scripture lesson is taken from Psalms 32, reading from verses 1 through to 11. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with the songs of deliverance. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eyes. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Joan Kenyon Brown. Thank you so much. At this time, we're going to have our official welcome and the announcements by our sister, Kenika Newville.
Good morning. Greetings and continued prayers for our Pastor Newton, who is out on medical leave. However, he would like the church to know that he is now available on a limited basis for prayers, benediction, and administering the Lord's Supper. He is still not available for preaching or Bible study. The pulpit committee is still in charge. Please continue to pray for Reverend Bardowell, who is away. Greetings to all the leaders. Greetings and thanks to the media team, who are doing a wonderful job behind the scenes. If there are any first-time visitors, we welcome you. Please continue to pray for those who are sick and shut-in, and also for those who have lost a loved one. Remember, a holiday dinner, which will be held on December 12th from 6 to 10 p.m., they are currently taking dinner orders. Please call today to place your order. The number is 914-252-7774. You can also visit the church's website for more information. Please remember the prayer meeting on the conference line every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday mornings held from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. and Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. Everyone is welcome and encouraged to attend. Since we've been away from the church building, there have been a few upgrades. Praise God. The church has been painted. A new security lighting has been added. We've had sanitizing machines put in place. Web cameras have been installed for broadcasting, and the audio-visual boards have all been updated to support the live stream capabilities. And the church bus has been purchased. However, we are still accepting contributions towards the note on the church bus. The board would like to thank everyone for their continued contributions and tithes and offerings. With that being said, we are also happy to announce that the online donation method is available for those who wish to utilize this option. Kindly visit the church's website to find all the methods to give your tithes and offering. A huge happy birthday going out to Deacon Eric Brown from his wife and children and the church family. Happy birthday to Brother Urell, who will celebrate his birthday on October 1st. Congratulations to Sister June and Junior, now Mr. and Mrs. Finn. Woo! We wish them many, many years of happiness and joy. And lastly, the wellness team is encouraging everyone who is not allergic to go out and get the flu vaccine now. Thank you, and have an awesome Sunday.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Sister Kanika Newville. And we are celebrating the goodness of God for all the blessings that he is doing and things that he's doing for us, even though we are not in the sanctuary, we're not in the building. But God is moving mightily, and he's blessing, and we are so thankful. We are praising God for all that he has done. He's truly a faithful God that says, you know, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing those good news. It's very encouraging when we hear and know about what God is doing. He's doing mighty things. Praise God. So at this time, we're going to have our offertory prayer, just giving God thanks for all that he has done. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Heavenly, most righteous God, we give you honor and we give you glory. We thank you, Lord God, that you were able to bless your people, Lord God, that some of us were able to work and some of us are just have a heart to give, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for those who are able to give and those who are not able, Lord. We pray you'll give them a mighty blessing, O God. Shower them with blessings, O God, that they will too in turn give back to the building and the growing of the ministry. Lord, we just thank you for all that you are doing, Lord God, even though we are not there, Lord God, you're still preparing the place for us, O God, and we thank you for it. Continue to bless each and every one, Lord God, and those who don't have to give, Lord, I just ask that you'll make a way, provide for them, Lord, we pray as we give you honor, glory, and praise. We say thank you in Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. At this time, we'll have a special selection by our brother, Preston Hewitt.
Good morning, everyone. Giving God thanks that he has spared my life to see this a new day, and I hope that the song that I'm going to sing will be a blessing to our hearts. The chorus said, sometimes it takes us a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea, sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. You know, sometimes we get very stubborn, so we have to go to the mountain and the sea. Okay. I face the mountain that I never faced before. That's why I call in on you, Lord. I know it's been a while, but please still hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea, sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger. That whatever troubles me, sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus. I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. But this, I will admit, has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord. I'm not ashamed to say yes. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you on. Believe, oh Lord, I believe. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Hewitt. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Trust me, that's the test at times where God put us through so that we can really know that it is Him that is working it out, not ourselves, because flesh is weak and we cannot do these things. So thank you for reminding us through that song that it takes a mountain, it takes something for us to trust God and believe Him. Praise God. God bless you. At this time, it is great pleasure that I introduce the speaker. And I just want to say the speaker today is a gentleman that I respect highly, and because of the way he conducts himself and just the way he deposits word of encouragement and of strength in our lives. I remember one of his message, you know, it says, I'm next in line for my blessing. And I always smile when I think of that with the speaker. And another one is when there was a time, I'm not sure if you remember, there was a time when he called charge in church for us to write our names and addresses on a paper and put it in a basket so that, you know, the church can pray, because he said that we're going to get a visit from the Lord in our homes. And trust me, that has happened. That has happened. And to God be the glory. So I take great pleasure in introducing the speaker of today, our dear Deacon Andel Brady. God bless you.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Great things He had done. Just Talana, you have me in my bedroom just tearing up, you know, because how God is good. I don't deserve any of the glory. To God be the glory. Great things He has done. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. I'd just like you to bow your heads with me this morning as I look to God in prayer. Father God, you deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. You deserve the praise. We are not worthy of nothing, God, but it's because of your grace and your mercy for our rich time today. And Father God, for the word that you have placed on my heart this morning, I pray, oh God, it may be delivered in such a way that we have receptive hearts. And at the end of this message, God, people will come to know you as Savior and Christ. People reconnect for those who have lost connection. And at the end of this all, you will get the honor, you will get the glory, and you will get the praise. I say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. So good morning again, my brothers and sisters. Those who are listening close and far, I just want to say good morning again. I just want to take the time to acknowledge your pastor, Pastor Alvin Newton, the leader of this flock. We all know that he's currently on medical leave, but behind the scene, he's still with us. I also want to thank God for supporting members. You continue to be a tower of strength through these challenging times. God really works in mysterious ways, my brothers and sisters. And I have admired over the past couple of months, throughout this time of uncertainty, throughout this pandemic, our members putting themselves in position to be used by God, not as pastors or as preachers, but just as servants. God does all things well. I just want to thank him for what he has done for HCC during this period of uncertainty. For those who know that you can contribute in some way or form to the HCC, please reach out to us either by phone, email, or in person. This church will only grow stronger when you take part. So we look in and we also welcome your expertise. Amen. Today I would like to focus our attention on the topic, a call to servanthood. And while I listened to the scripture reading this morning, and I also listened to Brother Preston's song that really blesses my soul, it all lines up with some of the struggles we have as servants. So I'll be focusing on the topic, a call to servanthood, and I'll be focusing on Peter again. He's very interesting individual. And I want you to look at your individual journeys and see how well you're doing this morning. So, a call to servanthood, Matthew 4, verse 18 through 20. And it reads, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And straightway they left their nets and followed him." I just want to pause right there for a minute. You see, I asked myself while I was going through to prepare something to say, and I went through a lot of stuff, but for some reason I keep on going back to Peter. And I said, maybe it's Peter I got to speak about this morning. And it says, "And straightway in verse 20, they left their nets and followed." And putting myself in the same situation here, I wonder what would I have done. Maybe I would say, "Lord, I got to go back home to get dressed. I got to go back home to say goodbye to some of my friends. I got to go back home to get some pocket money. I got to prepare myself for this journey." But no, straightway, they left their nets. Peter was called to leave his comfort zone and to follow Christ. Remember, I said this is a call to servanthood. He did not ask for time to go say goodbye to friends or families, nor to change his clothing, nor to get dressed up for this long journey. Jesus is saying to Peter, "Come as you are." What is interesting about fishermen, sometimes they take on the smell or the odor of the fish they catch. Jesus was not concerned about that, about the stench. No, his main focus was to gain souls for the kingdom. So straightway, they left their nets, giving up their livelihoods for a trusted but uncertain future. I said that, giving up their livelihoods for a trusted but uncertain future. So listening this morning, one might ask, how can it be trusted but at the same time be uncertain? And I just shift your focus a little bit. And when you're migrating to this country, are you moving from one state to the next? And those are big decisions you have to make. But you take those bold steps based on what you have heard, seen, and what you have believed. Sometimes it says to you that life is better on the other side. See, when Peter started to be a follower of Christ, he did not know where it might take him. But here comes the word again. But by faith, Peter left everything. We all could recite what faith defines, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We all could memorize that. We all can memorize that without faith it's impossible to please God. Yes, we can do that. But when the rubber hits the road, or when we are caught up in situations, do we still remember that it's right and it's okay to have faith and to have trust when we are called to servanthood? Most definitely, Peter would be trusted. Never said this call to servanthood. Jesus never said when he called us that it would be easy. No. But if we remain committed, we'll be a winner in the end. We see the life of the struggles of this young servant, Peter, as he traveled, and we'll go deeper into it. But Jesus took a love for this young servant. And Jesus took him, I would say, in his inner circle. And you see, in the inner circle, Peter was getting the on-job training. Yes, as servants, we need to learn as we go along in this journey. Every test becomes a testimony for us. So Peter, as he was under the wings in the inner circle of Jesus Christ, he started to learn and he started to witness a lot of stuff. He witnessed the miracles that Jesus performed. In Mark 5, verse 37, 1 verse 37 and verse 41, we see Peter also witnessing Jesus raising Jairus' daughter. Imagine on-the-job training and you see all these things happening. The many miracles that Jesus did, Peter was there. Peter saw them. So growing up, if you're doing on-the-job training, how confident you become knowing that you're traveling with someone and your belief is growing day bigger and bigger because you're not only seen, you have not only heard, believe, but you have also seen what he can do, what your God could do. So how could Peter I failed. Peter was there also in the Garden of Gethsemane. Was the last time maybe would have seen Jesus alive. And the Bible says that Jesus took Peter and his disciples. But when he was close to where he wanted to pray, he left the other disciples and he took Peter along with two more. Again, Peter, the focus on the inner circle, on the job training, he took Peter. And he said to Peter, watch with me here while I pray. My brothers and sisters, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. Not saying there won't be bad times, but remember, we have to look to the hills from whence cometh our help in time of need. So we see Peter here was supposed to be watching and praying. And the scripture would have it that Three times when Jesus came back to look at his disciples, they were sleeping on the job. Imagine you're with your supervisor supposed to be getting on the job training because you know what lies ahead of you. and he finds you sleeping. But the first hour Jesus came back and he found him sleeping, he wasn't angry. He said, no, can you watch with me for a while? Couldn't even watch with me for 1 hour. And he went back and he came and he saw them again. And he woke them, yes, from out their sleep. And he continued for the third time and he woke them up again. But he said, this time we have to go. And as the scripture would have shown us that a little after that, Jesus would be taken away. But the likeness that Peter, that Jesus took on for Peter goes on in the inner circle. Because there was something about Peter that Jesus connected with. I remember on one occasion when Jesus preached to the multitude and he asked, when he came in his inner circle, he said, who do people say I am, my brothers and sisters? Who do they say I am? And they answered, some say you're Jeremiah. Some say you're Isaiah. Some say you're the second coming of John the Baptist. But he looked at them in the inner circle and he said, but who do you say I am? Peter in training, I've seen so many things that God has done. Peter looked at him and he said, you are the Christ. Hallelujah. You are the Son of the living God. Jesus looked at him. Jesus knew that didn't come from the flesh. That was abounding in Peter by the Spirit. And he tells that flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, Peter. But now, Peter, the confidence that Jesus had in Peter goes on. And he was grooming Peter for this day that was to come. And he said, Peter, let me tell you something, man, in layman terms. The devil wish to sift you as wheat, Peter. Yes, you're close to me, Peter, but the devil wish to sift you as wheat. And the Father would say to him, but Peter, I prayed for you. Hallelujah. Imagine when Jesus can show you what's going to happen prior. And he said, I pray for you. And Jesus said to Peter, after Peter said who he was, he said to Peter, upon this rock, Peter, upon your belief, upon your faith, that is where I'm going to build my church. Upon your faith, which is a rock. And the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against it. You know, so we see Peter continue. After Jesus told him that the devil wishes to sift him as wheat. And you see, right there in the Garden of Gethsemane, getting back to that, where Peter betrayed or denied, in a sense, the Christ by not being a part of the whole preparation process, by being asleep. And after Jesus was taken away from Peter and his disciples, we see Peter with his biggest fear. My brothers and sisters, when you start to lose that connection with God, that's when it becomes your biggest fear. Peter started to experience loneliness. If you want to turn to Mark 14, verse 33 to 46, and you want to look at it. But Peter started to experience loneliness, doubt and fear as he traveled afar off, seeing the multitude with Jesus in front of him. And my brothers and sisters, any time you put anything or create a vacuum between you and Jesus Christ, you're creating a space where the enemy can move. And we see that the further Peter get away from God, is the more doubt and fear got into his vision. So the vision that he once had has now become clouded. He's not seeing what he used to see before. He's not believing in what he used to believe before, because fear and doubt has gotten the better of him. I just look at Paul writing, my brothers and sisters, to young Timothy, to encourage young Timothy. And he says to young Timothy in Timothy 2 verse chapter 1 and verse 7 and 8, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind. Be not therefore be ashamed of the testimony of God, nor be nor of me as his prisoner, but be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Looking at Peter and just looking at the same verses being said to Peter, Peter could have benefited from such an encouragement at this time because he was lonely, yes. He was lonely in his Christian walk. But at this point, oh no. Fear had gotten the better of him. So you know what he chose to? He chose not to be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel. Fear had gotten the better of Peter, and he started to lean to his own understanding. How could a disciple of Peter's status fall from grace? How could it be? Our brothers and sisters, we're all human. And I just want us to remember that any one of us can fall the moment we move from within the circle of our Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, we can only show boldness or exercise of faith if we remain connected to the will of God. Again, we see another disciple. These are all servants of God. And look what he writes to the Ephesians, the church at Ephesus, Paul writing to them. He said unto them in Ephesians 6, verse 11 to 18, put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against principal wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto the whole armor of God, that he may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Therefore, he says in verse 16, which I love, I jump to that, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith he shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Peter, right now, in his walk, a call to servanthood, was losing his faith. And when you lose your faith in something or somebody, my brothers and sisters, you're walking afar off. You're standing far from. You're not being a part of. And we see Peter here now has lost his faith. At this point in Peter's Christian walk, in his journey, his faith seems that he has left him from he left the garden of Gethsemane. Peter now was in what we call a dead zone. My brothers and sisters want to hear me out right now. Peter was denying Christ. He was in what we call a dead zone. He lost connection and found himself sitting amongst our Lord accusers. After he denied the Lord three times, the Bible says the cock crow. And Peter and Jesus turned and he looked at Peter because Peter remembered all what was said. And the Bible said in Luke 22, verse 61 and 62, that Peter went out from amongst them. And this is important right here. And he wept bitterly. A sign of repentance. Realizing that he was doing the wrong thing. Realized that he has done the wrong thing. And now he was looking for forgiveness, a sign of repentance. Have you ever been, my brothers and sisters, have you ever been on a call and lost connection? Sometimes you only realize it when the person on the other end is not answering back. Then you start to say, hello, hello, how are you, dear? Sometimes you even call the person by name. And if the conversation drives your interest, my brothers and sisters, you want to reconnect right away. The reality of reconnecting is to first identify that you're in a dead zone. The reality of reconnecting is to first identifying that you're in a bad spot. So to reconnect, You have to change your location. Glory be to God. Peter realized that he had to reconnect. So he had to change his location from amongst the accusers. You see, amongst the accusers where he was, there was too much interference. He realized he couldn't connect with Jesus at the same place that he had fallen. So he went out from amongst them. And the Bible says he wept. My brothers and sisters, we cannot remain in mess and expect to be clean. No. No, we cannot. But after you overcome the wiles of the enemy, you will become a survivor. And your testimony now becomes a test. Praise God. Your testimony now becomes a test. I want to say to you this morning, if you're listening, if you're a survivor, if you're in a living room, if you're at work, if anywhere you're at this morning, if you're a survivor, I just want to give God the glory. Because you have come true. I'm giving God the glory this morning because I'm a survivor. And I'm glad this morning that our God is a God of second chances. Oh, yes. So Peter left the last time he saw Jesus was after his denial amongst the accusers. That was the last time. So he left with that on his conscience. I've denied the Christ. The one who brought me into servanthood, I denied him. But thank God that our God is a God of second chances. Who knows that? Yes, our God is a God of second chances. And in John, it says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. After the resurrection, the Bible told us that Jesus remembered Peter. Hallelujah. God remembers our name. Jesus remembers our sacrifices. Jesus remembers our pain. If we only trust him and believe and ask in faith believing, he'll come true for us. So at this point when Peter wasn't even thinking of it, Jesus was thinking of Peter. And he said in Mark 16 verse 7, the message that went out to Peter and the other disciples, he said, go tell my disciples and Peter. We call him by name. Because God knows that in our walk, in our travel to servanthood, we need to be assured if we fall. Hallelujah. And he's saying, go tell my disciples, but also tell Peter. Oh, that I'm going to meet you in Galilee somewhere. I'm going to commune with you. Imagine when you realize you are forgiven, when you realize that you're still in God's plan as a servant, even when you're fallen. Oh, great that is. So the message went out to Peter. Oh, I just imagine how anxious Peter was to meet Jesus, to say, Father, I'm sorry. But he did know that he was already forgiven. Because Jesus heard his cry from he left that dead zone. He was now connected back with Christ. You see, my brothers and sisters, the journey from a fisherman to an apostle, the journey from a fisherman to servanthood was accomplishing Peter. So now Jesus met them about the last time he was going to meet them. And he commissioned them, he blessed them. And he commissioned them. And he told them to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And lo, I'll be with you all the way. Oh, glory be to God. Now the fisherman, Peter, has now been recommitted. He's now has the confidence again because God has given him the confidence to go on. I pause this morning, my brothers and sisters, to ask you this question. I want to ask you all this morning as you listen to me. How are you faring with God throughout this pandemic? Think about it. Have you totally left him out of the picture? Think about it. Have you locked God in a closet and shall take you back up after this virus goes away, not knowing that is the order and finisher of your faith? Oh, glory be to God. Have you gotten closer to him? Some people have gotten closer. But have you gotten closer to him throughout this pandemic? These are questions you have to ask yourself. Are you following afar off? My brother and sister, if you're following afar off, reconnecting gives you a second chance to complete that which you have started. We see Peter from a journey of a fisherman to an apostle, falling along the way, realizing the mistakes that he has made, acts of forgiveness, and we see how God used him mightily after he got reconnected. We saw Peter healing the sick. We saw him raising the dead. We saw him coming. We saw Peter doing a lot of different miracles through Christ who strengthened him. My brothers and sisters, this morning, you can be all that he calls you to be if you only remain committed to him. If you're not, are you willing to get reconnected? But to do so, you have to move from where you have fallen. You have to remove yourself from your dead zone. You have to remove yourself from the mess. You cannot be clean if you're always standing in mess. Come in from amongst them and be separated. And feel the God you believe when you make the first step, that out that same God can take you to servanthood. Glory be to God. I will be what he calls me to be. I say yes, Lord, yes. Lord, I'll agree my desire. Passionately is to be what he calls me to be. And that's what I'll do. My brothers and sisters, stay connected. Stay in the circle. And God will use you for his glory. May God continue to bless you as you continue to serve. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much, Deacon Brady. Thank you for such timely words. And it's important for us to know ourselves, you know, whether we are still connected or we have been disconnected. As you said, when we are on an important call and we get disconnected, we seek to be reconnected. If it means leaving where we are, we would leave and get reconnected. Sometimes we call and call, and the line becomes busy, and we still persist until we are able to get through. Maybe there are those who have listened to this word this morning. You may not be disconnected, but your call is busy. All you are getting is a busy signal. It's not that God does not hear or does not care about you, but you have allowed the things around you, the things of this world, to cause you to be busy, so the call is not getting through. It's for you to stop, to think and reconsider. If you are at the place where you ought to be, where we ought to be, leave the dead zone. You have to leave things and people behind so that you can be reconnected again. I trust that we will not let this word to us today go in vain, but that we will examine ourselves to see where we stand. Because soon and very soon, we may be called to give an account of what we have done with our lives. Get out of the dead zone. Get reconnected. And God will use you for His glory, for His praise. In closing, I want to pray for everyone, but especially those who might be on the line. You are on the line, but you are not in line. You are on the line, but you are not in line. You are on the line, but your call is not getting through. And you don't realize that you have been disconnected. You are still holding the phone to your ear, but you have been disconnected. Examine yourself. Nothing is wrong with the phone. As the songwriter said, central, never busy. Always on the line. You can hear from Jesus almost anytime. Always anytime. But you are holding a phone that has been disconnected and you won't be able to get through until you are connected again. I want to pray with you and for you. And for those who have never been connected, this is an important day, an important word for us to get connected. Regardless of our status, smelly fisherman, or whatever our situation is, God is not looking on that. He is interested in us being connected to Him. So I want to pray with you and for you. And I trust that as we pray and prepare to close, that you will think about what you have heard, because you will hear this message again in the future. And what you do as a result of this message will determine where you spend eternity. So let us pause, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the God that you are, a God of a second chance, that even though Peter denied you, he cursed, he swore, Lord, you still love him, you still care for him. And after your resurrection, you said, go and tell Peter and my disciples. I'm glad that you know our names. I know that, Lord, you call us by name. You know us, where we are. You know our status. You know our failures. You know our faults. But you still love us. And I pray today that as you have spoken through your servant to your people, that will take heed and get reconnected before it's too late. Lord, thank you for your servant. Thank you for the word. Thank you for everything that has been accomplished during this service today. And we pray, Lord, that your presence will continue to be with us. Lord, help us. Help us, Father, so that this day will not be a message that we will hear again with regret. But Lord, we will rejoice because we have submitted ourselves to you. Thank you again, Lord, for today. And may your peace, your blessing rest upon us. Thank you, everyone, for sharing in today. Glad that I'm able to do this part of the service. Thank God for His grace and His mercies. And I appreciate very much your support, the prayers, and your cause, and everything that you have done for me. As you have heard, I decided to do a phase resumption, not fully, but able to do things as God helped me. So thank you again for listening today. And before I pronounce the benediction, just want to let you know that Reverend Bardo will send his greetings to the church. You know, he's in Jamaica. He says that he has been in quarantine for the past 7 days, but he's, as it were, enjoying it because it gives him time to reflect on God's goodness, have some rest, and to reflect on his goodness. So he sends his blessings to everyone in the church. And again, just want to salute our Deacon Eric Brown as he celebrated the anniversary of his birth today. Thank you, Deacon Brown. You have been a tower of strength. You know, I've always remembered your service that you have done and continue to do in the church at 975 Burke Avenue. God bless you, and we thank God for you. The benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the day.